On today's show, we're taking you back to school. High school can be full of awkward moments. For example, the discussions that take place in sex education class.
And when the hormones are released, here's one thing you can expect to happen. Your testes and penis will grow.
When does puberty start? When does puberty end?
Does it hurt? Somebody told me it hurt.
Well, talking about the birds and bees isn't necessarily what it used to be. Just as important as understanding the physical part of sex is learning how to stay mentally healthy in an intimate relationship. It's a lesson with real-world consequences. You may have heard of 18-year-old Jessica Logan or 13-year-old Hope Witzel. They committed suicide after humiliating images were passed around their schools. A new program called Dating Matters is working to prevent those kinds of tragedies by helping teens develop healthy attitudes about sex and sharing on social media. It's funded by the Centers for Disease Control, and it's up and running in several cities, including here in Oakland, where it's being taught at 10 middle schools. Mills College student reporter Carmen Elster takes us into one classroom.
Morning.
It's 7:55 a.m. at United for Success Middle School in Oakland's Fruitvale District. Students are roaming the halls to avoid entering their classrooms. Talk of birthdays, high school classes, and juicy gossip are being shared in these last few minutes before first period.
How you want to be treated? Very good, very good. So, you can choose how you want to be treated by a dating partner. That's a good one.
Mario Hankton is talking to a group of about 30 eighth graders.
The way you act towards your dating partner. It's up to you, right? In the next 9 sessions, we're going to talk about what you can do if you are not being treated the way you want to. Or how to tell if a behavior is abusive and how to prevent abuse in a dating relationship.
Hankton is presenting Dating Matters, a brand new 2-week program to teach teens about dating violence. Hankton says a big reason Dating Matters was created was that kids as young as 11 were reporting being abused by an intimate partner.
The dating abuse usually begins in 6th grade. I thought that was kind of young. Well, it is young. Dating abuse is never to be tolerated, but it's just 6th grade is just even more appalling.
Dating abuse, or dating violence, can be physical, emotional, or sexual. It's a difficult subject, and one most 8th graders are not used to talking about. So Mario says it's not surprising that the information is hard for them to process.
You know, you talk about these serious subjects and it kind of touches a nerve. So they may start laughing or they may say things that may be somewhat offensive because they're reacting to some strong information.
Suppose there was a girl, she had on a miniskirt, right? She got in the car with 4 guys, right? She's with these 4 guys for the entire evening. 2 of the guys force her to have sex. Whose fault is that? Girl or boy? Count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Girl.
She dressed like a hoe.
She didn't have to get in the car.
No disrespectful language.
This kind of discussion happens a lot. During that same class, Mario asked all the boys, if a girl gets you sexually excited, it's okay to force her to have sex, true or false? All of them answered, true. Which, for Mario, shows how important it is to talk about dating violence.
Then there's other students who are wide-eyed. They had no idea about any of this. They're like, I thought we just came to school to learn, and I didn't know nothing. None of this was happening with children. They think it's a grown-up thing.
But it's not just a grown-up thing. According to a 2008 study by the Alameda County Teen Dating Violence Task Force, almost half of young people in Oakland said they experienced being intimidated, physically hurt, and or emotionally abused by a boyfriend or girlfriend.
With abuse, there's a power difference. Someone is feeling unsafe to speak their mind or unsafe physically.
Natasha Shapiro is a clinical social worker who counsels teens dealing with relationship abuse. Most people think of abuse as only physical, Shapiro says, and often downplay emotional abuse.
I think people don't know so much about what that means and what that looks like and sort of make excuses for the partner and say, oh, well, it's not abuse, you know, they just want me to do this or something like that.
Shapiro says low self-esteem can also make teens more vulnerable.
You know, a lot of people who are in abusive relationships, you know, feel like they don't deserve any better. They're really looking for love. And so they might get sucked in.
Some people go into relationships or they have relationships. They have no idea what they want, right? They just want to be in a relationship, right? Or they don't want to be alone. It's important to think about the things that you want, okay?
The two-week Dating Matters program starts with how to define caring relationships, then how to identify signs of abuse, and even how to help friends who are experiencing abuse. Most importantly, students get to define what loving, caring relationships are for them and set their own standards for love.
Love is when you really care about a person and when you don't hurt that person or you don't have responsibility for that person.
Michelle Aleman is an inquisitive 13-year-old who is eager to participate during Dating Matters. She has friends who have had unhealthy relationships, and she thinks Dating Matters can show them how to have positive ones.
I think it's really helping us because some classmates having those troubles with relationships. Because some people think it's normal to do that, and it's really not. Because it can get to bigger things, and, you know, probably somebody can kill himself or something like that.
Teens who are victims of relationship abuse don't often have the resources or ability to avoid their abuser. They might not be able to change schools, move out of their home, or enter a shelter. Parents also may have a hard time seeing the abuse, especially now when it may take the form of social media. Texts and social networking sites are hard for parents to monitor. But teaching kids how to advocate for themselves is powerful, and Dating Matters does just that. Empowers young people.
Support and have trust. So, in addition to having the right to choose how you want to be treated by other people in that list, you also have the ability to do what? Very good. You also get to choose how you treat somebody else. Right? This is just as important.
Dating Matters has 5 years to raise awareness and help put Alameda County at the forefront of teen dating violence prevention.
This is something that they're actually learning, is stimulating, and it can help them as children and as adults. To me, the successes in this and the things that I'm most proud of are probably yet to be seen.
For Cross Currents, I'm Carmen Elster.